Hello, my name is Roger Pasco. Welcome to another broadcast of Transforming Grace, which is brought to you by the Institute for Biblical Preaching in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. It's a pleasure to bring you these messages from God's Word and to be changed by its transforming power through God's transforming grace. The Bible says that the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Well, I trust that the grace of God will touch your life today as you follow along with the message from the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. We've been studying now for quite some time in John's Gospel on this program each week, and we're now studying Jesus' 7 I Am statements as they're recorded in John's Gospel, and we've come to John chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the door," verses 1 through 9. Last time, we got up to about verse 4, and we're going to pick that up again there today. Well, before we begin, let's pray together. Lord God, we thank You for this day, for Your preserving hand upon us, for Your provision for our needs. We thank You for Your grace to us each day. Above all, we thank You for the Lord Jesus and all that He has done on Calvary's cross to wash away our sins. And now as we study Your Word together, we pray that Your Holy Spirit would open up our understanding and that You would bless this Bible study to us today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we noticed last time that Jesus here is speaking about the contrast between false religious leaders and true, genuine religious leaders. And he calls the false religious leaders thieves and robbers in verse 1 of chapter 10. They are the people who, in the picture that he draws here of a sheepfold, they are the people who don't come in by the door to the sheepfold, but they climb up over the wall. They come in by some other way. They are intruders, you see. False religious leaders are intruders among the people of God. They make their way into our churches and our Christian communities by false means. They aren't Christians at all. They are thieves and robbers. They don't come there to take care of the sheep, to feed the sheep, to nurse the sheep, but rather they come in order to steal the sheep. What that means is that false intruders, false religious leaders, they make their way in to the community of God's people in order to draw away followers after themselves. They don't want to build God's people up as followers of Jesus Christ. What they want is followers of themselves. And so typically they would come in to churches and different Christian groups and start to teach false doctrine. They will start to make promises that aren't true. They would start to gather around themselves people who like them and who are attracted to them and who begin to follow them rather than the Word of God. These intruders, these thieves and robbers, are often charismatic personalities. In other words, they're very attractive and outgoing people. They speak well. They look well. What they say sounds good. And so they draw sheep, God's people, after themselves. Or at least that's what they try to do. So false religious leaders are intruders like the thieves and robbers who break into a sheepfold to steal the sheep. But on the other hand, in contrast to them, true religious leaders are shepherds. True religious leaders are shepherds. He who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep, Jesus says in verse 2. They enter the proper way. They come in through the door. They have nothing to hide. They're not trying to steal sheep away. They're not thieves and robbers. They don't come in by a back door or over the wall. No, they come with the genuine purpose of shepherding God's people. They come in among us to glorify Christ. They come in to preach the truth of God's Word and to point us to the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. They are shepherds of the sheep. Now, we noticed all that last time, and we noticed that, first of all, shepherds of the sheep lead God's people by generating in us a response that opens the door to them. The doorkeeper opens, you see, in verse 3, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And so when a true shepherd comes among us, we respond to his voice, because his voice is in fact a reflection of the voice of Jesus. The doorkeeper opens to him. The doorkeeper recognizes the true shepherd's voice and lets him in and responds appropriately to his voice. And the sheep also respond by hearing his voice. They know him. And so any people that come into our churches who sound like the Lord Jesus, speak the words of the Lord Jesus, we in fact are then hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus through them. And those are true shepherds. And those are the people whose voice we hear and we recognize as the voice of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. So true leaders of God's people lead by generating in us a response to the voice of Jesus, and they lead God's people by issuing a call. True shepherds issue a call to their own sheep. He brings out his own sheep, verse 4 says, and he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So we noticed last time that true shepherds call their own sheep by name. They know every one of their sheep. They know their name, they know their character, they know their likes and dislikes, they know their personality. And the true shepherd knows his followers so intimately that there's no confusion about who is called. They call you by name. They're fully identified and known. Then we noticed thirdly last time that true shepherds, true religious leaders, lead God's people by giving us direction. They lead God's people out of the fold. They lead them toward good pasture, where they can get good food and good water, where they're well cared for, protected, and nourished. And the true shepherd brings out only his own sheep, and he goes ahead of them. Verse 4 says he goes before them or ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. He doesn't drive them ahead with a whip. No, he leads them by going in front. So if there were any dangers to be encountered, the shepherd encounters those dangers first. If there are any wolves, he would be able to protect his sheep. If there were any traps in the path that they were following, he would be able to guide the sheep around those traps. And so he brings out his own sheep and goes ahead of them. Well, then we come to today's study. And we find, fourthly, that true religious leaders lead God's people by soliciting our trust. They seek and ask for and earn our trust. Again, notice what it says in verse 4, that the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. That's important, isn't it, for us to know the voice of our true shepherd. When we know his voice, we trust him. And that's what leaders of God's people do. They earn our trust. We know their voice. Because the people of God know the voice of a true leader, they follow him with confidence, you see. We place our trust in our leaders who are genuine shepherds of God's people. And we're delighted to acknowledge and submit to his authority. That's what we do when we follow true shepherds, true leaders of God's people. We submit to their authority. We are obedient to them. We place our trust in them. We have confidence in them. We follow them. It's so important that the leaders of our churches and our Christian communities be people that we can trust, people that we know well, people whose voice we can recognize as the voice of God. People who are not trying to deceive us. People who are not trying to lead us astray. People who are not trying to make money by us. But people whose motives genuinely are to serve God by shepherding his people. true shepherds, echo to God's sheep the voice of the Good Shepherd. They speak God's word in truth, and the people recognize it as such. And so to a true shepherd, to a true religious leader, the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, yet they will by no means, it says in verse 5, follow a stranger. They will by no means follow a stranger. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Animals don't like strangers. If you have a dog in your home, those dogs often don't like strangers. And sheep certainly don't like strangers. They're afraid of them. They don't know who they are. They don't know whether to trust them or not. And strangers, in this picture that Jesus is painting here in John chapter 10, are thieves and robbers who come to steal the sheep, not to lead them. They are the false leaders who know neither Jesus nor his people. That's important to understand, that false leaders, leaders who are not Christians, leaders who are not leading God's people in the right way, leaders who are taking people away from following Christ, they do not know Jesus, they don't know his word, and they certainly don't know his people. Let's be absolutely sure that the leaders that we have, our Christian leaders, are men and women who are solidly committed to following Jesus themselves. They are true, born-again believers, and they teach the truth of God's word. Strangers are thieves and robbers. They are the false leaders. Some strangers dress up in shepherd's clothing. They try to imitate the shepherd's voice, but they can't fool the true sheep. Someone can dress up and look like somebody else. They can cover over who they really are. But one thing that the sheep will recognize is their voice, and the sheep will by no means follow a stranger. The sheep hear the voice of a stranger, but they don't recognize it. It's foreign to them. And therefore, it says, they will by no means follow a stranger. In fact, they actually flee, it says, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. So not only do sheep not follow the voice of a stranger, but they run in the other direction. They flee away from the voice of strangers, you see, frightens them. And isn't that true in our churches? The voice of strangers ought to frighten us. When people come to our doors and try to tell us things that are not true about God and about his word, we need to go in the other direction. We need to be frightened of those people and not follow them. So don't be deceived by people who come either to your churches or to your homes or to your communities and who do not bring the voice of Jesus, who do not reflect the character and the nature of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those people have no place in our homes. They have no place in our churches. True Christians have a spiritual ear for the truth. True Christians can distinguish between shepherds and strangers. Sheep possess an uncanny ability for knowing their shepherd's voice, and they flee from strangers. And true Christians can discern between what is true and what is error. Error has an uncertain sound to it, but truth rings clear as a bell. And that ability to discern between truth and error is the evidence of the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. You read about that in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. John says to the believers that he's writing to, he says, "You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things." And he goes on in verse 27 to say that because of that anointing of the Holy Spirit, you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. So what John is saying there is that for true Christians, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit indwells us, he enables us to distinguish between truth and error. We don't need someone to tell us what is true and what is wrong. We know instinctively through the teaching and the illumination of the Holy Spirit what is true and what is error. When somebody tries to tell us, for example, that Jesus is not God, we know as Christians that that is not true. The Holy Spirit has taught us that. We know that Jesus is God. We know him as our Savior. And we know that that is absolute false teaching. You don't need anyone to teach you that. And so true Christians can discern between what is true and what is error. And those who are trying to deceive people are everywhere. They're all around us in the world, pretending to be genuine, but really they're false. So let's be sure not to pay any attention to them and to their strange theologies or their strange ethics or practices. Don't listen to false teachers. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish who is false teachers, because some of them, their messages sound okay. Satan is so subtle, you see, that he has leaders that go around doing his business, making their message sound okay. But there's always something about them that doesn't ring true. And if you're having doubts about any leaders that you come in contact with, where what they do or what they say doesn't sit right, just doesn't ring true, then you need to find out what's wrong with them and find out if they're false teachers. Don't simply reject what you don't agree with and accept the rest, but flee from them as false teachers. In other words, don't say, well, this was good that what he said, but that one was bad, so I'll reject what is bad and accept what is good. No, you don't want a leader at all who teaches anything that is false. So you need to flee from false teachers, false leaders. And we must, according to the Bible, test all things and hold fast that which is good. That's 1 Thessalonians 5. And verse 21, test all things, hold fast that which is good. We need to always ask when we watch someone, when we hear someone, when we listen to the word of God being preached, we need to always be saying, is that true? Is that honest? Is that clear? Is that right? And test it by the word of God and hold fast that which is good. Pray that we be kept from the influence of false teachers. Pray that we be kept separate from error. 2 John verses 10 and 11 says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, that is the doctrine of the apostles, do not receive him into your house nor greet him, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. The last characteristic then of true religious leaders is that they lead God's people by drawing us to Jesus Christ. This is verses 6 through 9. The people didn't know what Jesus was talking about in verse 6. It says there Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. They didn't understand what he meant by these sheep and shepherds and the doorkeeper and thieves and robbers and so forth. The Pharisees couldn't see themselves in that picture that Jesus had painted. They couldn't see that in excommunicating the blind man in the previous chapter, in the ninth chapter, in throwing him out of the synagogue, this man that Jesus had healed, they were proving that they themselves were thieves and robbers. They ought to have known what Jesus was saying from their own scriptures. They could read in their own scriptures about false shepherds in the book of Ezekiel and in Jeremiah and Zechariah, the warnings about evil shepherds. And in order for them to understand, Jesus now graciously explains his illustration. Now we find the key to the whole illustration. Firstly, we find that Christ is the door of the sheep in verses 7 and 8. Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door for every true shepherd and every true sheep. He is the door through whom both shepherd and sheep must pass, by faith, to be part of God's people. He's saying, I am the only one through whom anyone can gain access, legitimate access, honest and true access to the sheepfold. There is no other entry. I am the way. All who came before me, he says in verse 8, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. They are thieves and robbers means they were these people that Jesus was speaking about were still alive. They are thieves and robbers, he says. These are men who were standing in front of him as he spoke, these false religious leaders, these Pharisees, these scribes, those who had come to the people professing to be teachers instead of Jesus. They were before him. In other words, they came before him by way of taking his place. They presented themselves as though they were his substitutes in his place, taking that place of honor. They were thieves and robbers, though, because they were trying to steal the people away from him by threats. You'll notice in the previous chapter how they threatened the blind man and his parents. In fact, his parents were afraid to respond to them. They threatened the people with threats and violence because they persuaded many ignorant sheep to listen to them. That's what false leaders do. They persuade sheep who don't know any better to listen to them. And so they're drawn into following them. But the true sheep did not hear them. But you know, the genuine sheep did not hear them. Well, let this be a challenge to us today as to who we're following. Perhaps you need to sit down and think about this for a moment after this program, and perhaps talk to some of your friends and your other members of your church, other members of your family, and examine what it is exactly that you believe, what it is that represents the true voice of Jesus, and whether the teaching that you're listening to is in accordance with the Word of God. Does the person who teaches you, does he or she speak the true words of Jesus? Does he act like Jesus? Does he lead you towards Jesus? As a result of his or her ministry, are you more like Christ today than you were a year ago or 2 years ago? Those are good tests to determine whether those that you're listening to and those that you're following are in fact true shepherds, or whether they are thieves and robbers. Well, we'll take this up again next time. I thought we would have completed this in this study together, but I'll have to finish these verses when we get together next time, because that's all we have time for. Today our program is over. And until we're together the next time, let me say that I trust that these lessons are being a blessing to you, and that the grace and peace of God be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. May God be with you till we're together again on this program the next time.